The Weekend Set List with Jeff Leiker. This is your stop for live music, art, theater, and other performances. If it's happening in the area, it's happening on The Weekend Set List.
Welcome to The Weekend Set List. I'm your host, Jeff Leiker, your one-stop shop for art, music, performances, and other events in the listening area. In the studio that I have today, it's Tree Kitty, or two-thirds of Tree Kitty, I guess you could say. I've got Ryan and Zach in the studio. How's it going, guys?
Very well.
Not too bad. Can't complain.
And go ahead and give us a quick rundown here. What do you guys do in the band there?
I am the guitar player, and I sing a little bit. I mean, we all three sing.
Right.
I'm the drummer. I attempt to sing at times. Keep beat.
We're seeing a little bit of a resurgence of singer drummers nowadays, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Star Slinger, a local band here. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Zach, so being a drummer there, you're probably in like five different projects and have no time for anything else. Is that correct?
Not currently. I have done that before. Yeah. There's a time I was playing in at least two bands and doing some other stuff.
Yeah.
Currently just one, and I'm enjoying it.
It's a nice little reprieve there. That seems to be like kind of the ongoing problem for drummers. It's like for every one drummer, you've got like 50 guitarists and maybe about 20 bassists.
Yeah.
And about 100 singers and people who think that they can sing. Yeah.
There's a meme that came out like at the beginning of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. It was like, watch out for your drummer friends because one goes and that just takes out three metal bands.
It's so true. And speaking of metal there, how would you guys describe Tree Kitty's music? By the way, the name, probably a slight nod to that South Park episode. Am I correct on that?
No, but we haven't got that.
Really? Okay. No. It's the one with the Loch Ness Monster. I need about Tree Fitty.
we have gotten that before.
Okay. Yeah. I wasn't making sure that I wasn't like projecting.
No. We have heard that one. The name came from our bass player was yelling at his dog to stop chasing a squirrel, and he goes, "Stop chasing that Tree Kitty." And we're like, "Well, I guess that's the name of our band now."
That is a great. It's kind of like, you know, call it a skunk, a fart squirrel,
yeah,
or a snake.
That would have been a better band name, honestly.
You heard it here, so it's not taken yet, folks. So you probably get that. But go ahead and kind of lay in what would you describe the style of music that you guys produce?
Zach?
Oh, shoot. a lot.
Psychedelic punk?
I'd say a good surge of it is punk-based. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of other influences in there. Like you said, psychedelic.
Yeah.
Alternative.
Metal.
We have some just straight-up rock bangers, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we actually try to stay away from doing a certain thing and just kind of go with what comes.
Yeah, kind of let the writing come to you and everything.
Yeah.
I did find the self-titled album that you guys released last year on Spotify.
Yeah.
Gave it a listen. Heard some Fry screams, heard some...
that'll be me, yes.
heard some reverb, delay usage and everything like that. Gain, distortion, or fuzz, or overdrive. Which one do you prefer?
Overdrive.
Got to get that OD.
Yeah, it's all in my amp, actually.
I'm a bit of a gearhead, a little bit here. I was one of those 50 guitarists in high school kind of thing. If we want to talk about band names, the band name for my high school band that I was attempting to start was called Incense. Like the burning incense sticks. But we were spelling it differently. It was like in sense, like your sensibilities or your senses or something along those lines.
The originality to it.
Because we were totally deep, man. Stained was the biggest thing right then. So we were like
trying to be.
It's been a while. I see what you did there. I mean, we were on the outside looking in, you know. we had a song called Hatred, which we spelled with an I instead of an E because we were just true edgelords and everything.
I like it. Where's it at, man? I need to give a listen.
Oh gosh, I've got a cassette tape somewhere because we had like an old RCA, just like little tape recorder that you would have to mash up. Play and record at the same time and just put it in the middle of the room and, you know, that's not going to deteriorate the quality sound or anything like that. But anyway, going back to the album, I gave it a listen front to back and everything. It's pretty solid. I definitely dug it. Some delay, some reverb. I'm thinking I'm sensing like some phase shifters, flanges, things like that.
Yeah, and, flanger. Yeah,
really, really cool. Now, your bass player who is not here, what's his name?
Ian.
Ian.
Jinx. See, we're just in unison all the time.
that just means that you guys have found that pocket. That's what it is. So, Ian, does he do anything with his bass at all, or is it just straight into the
bass?
Amp?
He's a lot of the weird whoop sounds that you hear as well.
Okay.
We try to get him to sound together.
Yeah,
two different ways.
Do some feedback loops and things like that.
Yeah.
And, or hit that delay pedal and then adjust that time a little bit. And
he feels a lot more sound than. Mm-hmm. Most basses, just from his pedals or his playing.
I know when I got into college and I decided that I was going to try to be a bass player for a bit there, I was talking to, if you guys remember, GB Records.
I've heard of it right here in Hayes.
Yeah. I miss that place so much. I need to get Gary in here at some point and talk to him about records. But there was a gentleman there. His name was Mike. He's been in a lot of projects there. He passed away a couple of years ago, older gentleman. And I remember talking to him about how I was going to be picking up the bass. And I'm like, I want to get like a distortion pedal and a delay pedal. And he just goes, you put all of that on your bass. And the only thing that's going to happen is your band is going to look back at you and just be like, something happened to your amp. Because he was kind of that old school mindset of, the bass should just be, go directly into the amp. And
boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of thing. But then it's like, but what about The Cure? What about Muse?
Yeah.
What about...
Royal Blood, that newer band, yeah.
That's right, because that's not a guitar-centric band, it's bass-centric band.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's a two-piece, too, and everything. Yeah. So, and you guys do get a lot of sound from a three-piece there and everything, too.
We certainly try.
It's mostly
noise, really.
so we could add noise rock into it as well? And
kind of, yeah.
Although
we'll take it.
It's not quite as abrasive as noise rock, though. I mean, we're not getting into, Butthole Surfer territory or anything like that. So speaking of the writing process a little bit here, do you guys, when you sit down and write songs, is one of you just like, I have an idea for a song, kind of like plunk it out a little bit at your home and then bring it to band practice and kind of build off of that? Or do you kind of go into like a pocket jam session and just kind of see what comes out like organically or kind of a mixed bag?
A mixture of both.
Okay.
Like one of us genuinely would have some sort of idea and then that just completely changes.
Sure.
And go ahead.
I'd say, it's a mixture.
Mm-hmm. We do have a few that we've just jammed and we're like, we got to remember that.
Yeah.
Always hit record.
Always
hit record.
Zach.
Well, some of them come from just a idea that Ryan brings or Ian brings. Mm-hmm. And then we jam it out for 30 minutes to an hour.
Sure.
Trying to figure out what we want to do.
Same two chord progression or something like that there until...
Yeah, we have a new one definitely that's just two chords over and we just can't figure it out.
Yeah.
A lot of tapping though, so it makes it interesting.
Oh, so we're getting into math rock territory?
It's my version of math rock, so... A failure of math rock, yes.
probably not the clean tone or anything like that.
That
actually brings up a point. My usual job is over on Mix 103, so I listen to a lot of the what's currently on Top 40 radio and everything.
Yeah.
And there's been kind of an absence of guitar in Top 40 radio. There's a little bit here and there, but I mean Ed Sheeran's not really playing guitar anymore.
Not really.
Because that folk movement from 2009 when we had Mumford and Sons and Lumineers and Monsters and Men and everything, that kind of went to the wayside, so he kind of went into a little bit more of a pop direction and everything. But I've discovered that the guitar has moved into kind of sound bites on TikTok and Instagram, where you have these guys that are absolutely face melting shredding or math rock guitar tapping with hybrid picking and pinch harmonics and everything. They're getting millions of views and everything.
Yeah.
So you have Polyphia, which is kind of gaining momentum here late. And I kind of feel like that's kind of what guitar has gone to. If you're a guitar player, you probably definitely have a YouTube page. You're fine. You probably definitely have an Instagram or a TikTok presence where you just you put in those little sound bites. There's not like a real cohesive song structure or anything like that.
You just shred,
face melt for a moment, and then get like a bunch of likes and end up on trending or something along those lines. So, do you feel like as far as like a rock band goes, and I mean like you know we're a small market rock and roll band kind of thing like that, you know, local famous, not anything, you know, kind of thing like that. But at least going looking at the charts and everything like that, do you kind of feel like there could be maybe a resurgence or a renaissance of guitar again and rock based stuff?
I think so. Maybe not for a long while. Maybe in the next 5 to 6 years. In reality, I see a lot of like kids like getting into it, like walking around town, you know, with the skater stuff, the long hair. Yeah. A few of them might be like, "Hey, you know, I want to play guitar." And so like
that was me in high school too. Yeah. I was a skater kid. Yes. So
possibly, possibly. Okay. I wish I could predict the future.
Yeah. It's true. Well, and the other thing, though, too, is that, like, larger market areas, they have, like, a dedicated, like, modern rock station. I mean, we've got 96.9, which is classic rock, and they do throw in, you know, like, some Foo Fighters and Green Day and things like that, but it's still, like, stuff from the 90s and...
Yeah, 10 years ago.
Yeah, and things like that. But when I was living out in Topeka, there was a rock and roll station that was how I discovered Royal Blood and Volbeat and Pretty Reckless, which...
Momsen, yeah.
Yeah, Taylor Momsen, who played Cindy Lou Who in the Jim Carrey Grinch movie. That blew my mind.
Yeah.
She grew up and started a rock band.
Cindy Lou Who!
Exactly. So it's probably something that we're not really seeing... We're not really experiencing here, but probably the bigger markets, there's still like a rock and roll presence and everything. Oh, yeah. But I feel like rock and roll has kind of migrated to kind of where it should be, the live stage more than anything. Because rock and roll concerts are still selling out.
Oh, yeah.
Even like newer acts, they're still big, they're still selling out strong. And everything. Because there's just kind of like that give and take between the audience and the band that you just don't get when, you know, like Beyonce's doing a choreographed dance number.
You feel that energy, that sense of,
exactly. That kind of rawness, that kind of realness and everything. So,
I think, you know, you still hear rock is dead and all that. It's never going to die.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as long as there's somebody who wants to have fun and
be reckless,
rock and roll is always going to be there.
I mean, I thought we killed disco back in the, and now elements of that is coming back in like Bruno Mars and things like that too. So
I actually like disco.
I liked the Bee Gees when they were a folk band. Not sure if anyone knows.
It's the harmonies.
Exactly. So, or more or less like goes into like mainstream country as well too. Like you know, the guitar is still alive and well. There we got mandolins and all that jazz, and well, there's no jazz in country, but
that would be interesting.
You ever think about incorporating jazz, or is that a little too?
We've talked about it.
We've played around
with the idea too.
Some polyrhythms and things like
that. Sick.
They were really getting into math rock territory.
Hi, we're Treekitty, and we're going to be a math rock band.
I mean, who's to say that we could tie ourselves down to one specific genre? The greats of all expanded genres and everything. So anyway, coming up on February 19th, that is this upcoming Saturday at 10 p.m. at the Brass Rail, we got Treekitty and Mid Engine, another local band that I'm, if I remember correctly, worked with them before?
Yes, we've played with them a couple times now.
Yeah, okay. A couple shows.
Okay,
couple shows.
Yeah, good people and everything.
Oh, yeah, good
absolutely.
Friends of ours.
So,
yeah,
$3 cover at the Brass Rail, February 19th at 10 p.m. Guys, thank you so much for coming in here and chatting with us here on The Weekend Setlist. More of The Weekend Setlist after this.
You're listening to The Weekend Setlist with host Jeff Liker. More with Jeff on the way, but for more on the events we're talking about today and others, visit HayesPost.com. Look for the announcements section towards the bottom of the page. That's HayesPost, your home for news and events. And now for more Weekend Setlist with host Jeff Liker.
Welcome back to the Weekend Setlist. More shows and events that are in the listening area for this weekend. We have Brady Nichols at the Paisley Pear. That's from 8 to 10 this Friday, February 18th. On Saturday, we have Storytime at the Hayes Public Library from 10 to 10:30 a.m. Saturday night, there's the free winter concert at Beach Schmidt Performing Arts Center on Fort Hayes campus. That's at 7:30. And Paisley Pear is hosting Tyson Lesage Saturday night at 8 p.m. And that'll wrap things up for the events happening this weekend. I'm Jeff Leiker, and this has been your Weekend Setlist.